From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Topics this week include evidence rebuts supposed cannabis and aggression link, Alaska governor's bid to challenge state's long-standing pot policies stalls, and New Mexico Senate approves medical cannabis measure. More information on these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. First this week from Washington, D.C., evidence rebuts supposed cannabis and aggression link. Allegations published in the current issue of the British Journal Psychiatry stating that, quote, the use of cannabis is strongly associated with delinquent and aggressive behavior, close quote, are a cynical attempt to falsely imply that marijuana is a casual factor in violent behavior and are not supported by the scientific record, said Normal Executive Director Alan St. Pierre. Quote, no credible research has shown cannabis to be a contributory factor in violence, aggression, or delinquent behavior dating back to the United States government's first report on the National Commission on Marijuana and Drug Abuse in 1972, which concluded, quote, in short, marijuana is not generally viewed by participants in the criminal justice community as a major contributing influence in the commission of delinquent or criminal acts, close quote, St. Pierre said. More recent scientific reviews affirm this conclusion. For example, a 2002 inquiry by the Canadian Senate found, quote, cannabis use does not influence users to commit other forms of crime. Cannabis use does not increase aggressiveness or antisocial behavior, close quote. A 2002 report by the British Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs also concluded, quote, cannabis differs from alcohol in one major respect. It does not seem to increase risk-taking behavior. This means that cannabis rarely contributes to violence either towards others or to oneself, whereas alcohol use is a major factor in deliberate self-harm, domestic accidents, and violence, close quote. Most recently, a logistical regression analysis of approximately 900 trauma patients published in the Journal of Trauma, Injury, Infection, and Critical Care determined that the use of cannabis is not independently associated with either violent or nonviolent injuries requiring hospitalization. By contrast, alcohol and cocaine use are associated with violence-related injuries, the study found. Clinical trials during which volunteers are administered marijuana also fail to demonstrate that cannabis intoxication increases hostility in a competitive setting, said Normal Advisory Board member Mitch Erlewine, author of Understanding Marijuana, A New Look at the Scientific Evidence. Erlewine said that a forthcoming study investigating aggressive behavior among 4,700 longtime adult concomitant marijuana and alcohol users finds, quote, marijuana use does not lead to aggressive behavior in adults, even among frequent longtime users, close quote. That study is now under review by the journal Aggressive Behaviors. Next this week from Juneau, Alaska. Alaska governor's bid to challenge state's long-standing pot policies stalled. House representatives voted this week to reject Senate provisions that sought to overturn a 1975 Alaska Supreme Court ruling, Raven versus the state, upholding the right of citizens to possess up to 4 ounces of marijuana in the privacy of their homes. The Senate had approved the provisions, which would make the possession of less than 4 ounces of marijuana a misdemeanor and the possession of greater amounts a felony, as amendments to House Bill 149, which primarily addresses the manufacturing of methamphetamine. However, last night the House voted 23-15 to send the bill back to the Senate, ordering them to withdraw the changes. If the Senate refuses to do so, a conference committee of representatives and senators will try to reach a compromise that both chambers can agree on. A similar 2005 standalone version of the marijuana bill failed to garner a vote in either chamber. Normal's legal counsel Keith Strupp praised the House for voting down the Senate's anti-marijuana provisions. Quote, "These provisions, introduced at the behest of the governor, had not been properly debated by House lawmakers," he said. He continued, "The Senate's attempt to merge these provisions with a popular anti-methamphetamine bill that had been previously approved by the House was a cynical attempt to try and recriminalize cannabis without engaging in any substantive legislative debate," close quote. If the conference committee approves the proposed marijuana penalties, it will likely force the court to revisit its 1975 ruling. If that happens, the court will likely rebuff the legislature, Strupp predicts, quote, "The right to privacy is more important to the court and to most Alaskans than the governor's ill-advised war on marijuana smokers," close quote, he said. In 2004, the Alaska Supreme Court rejected a petition by the State Attorney General's office to reconsider a September 2003 Court of Appeals ruling, finding that the possession of marijuana by adults within the home is constitutionally protected activity. Finally this week, from right here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, New Mexico Senate approves medical cannabis measure. Senators overwhelmingly approved legislation this week to exempt seriously ill patients who use medical marijuana under a physician's supervision from state criminal prosecution. The Senate voted 34-6 in favor of the measure, which now moves to the House. If passed, Senate Bill 258 would exempt authorized patients from state criminal prosecution for the possession and use of medical cannabis. Qualified patients would be issued identification cards by the State Department of Health. The proposal also encourages the Health Department to develop, quote, "a distribution system," close quote, for medical cannabis that provides for, quote, "licensed cannabis production facilities," close quote. State Governor Bill Richardson has stated that he will sign the bill. Similar legislation passed the state Senate last year but stalled in the House. To date, 11 states, Alaska, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Maine, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington have enacted laws exempting physician-supervised marijuana patients from arrest and criminal prosecution. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information on these stories and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. Stay tuned for Normal News every week here on this station and also as a podcast. I'm Chris Goldstein.